And so, it came to many people as a shock when we heard that the campaign director, former campaign director now, of the Labour Party presidential campaign organization, had issues in court and was found guilty of money laundering and was asked to pay a certain fine, or if he fails to pay that fine, go to jail for 7 years. Well, fortunately for him, the fine was paid. And the next news that came out of that camp was that he resigned his position as the campaign director. And many people have had different opinions about this. Some spoke about how, well, they were not comfortable with the judgment. That's on one side. Some other people took that as some sort of saw that as a way to begin to question the Labour Party and its presidential candidate and the people working in the party and how sincere they are or how legitimate these individuals are. That was also another concern. And for many other people, they are saying the issue of money laundering is one that needs to be addressed. How are we going to tackle it if that's the kind of judgment you get? You take a certain amount of money and then you have to pay far less than what you were found guilty of laundering. That doesn't seem fair from the opinion of some other people. Well, this morning, we're going to have a conversation around this and many other issues concerning the Labour Party. In fact, you know, a rally was supposed to hold today, which means that perhaps the presidential candidate of the party should be in Port Harcourt. But on the show this morning, I would be speaking with the spokesperson for the campaign, a presidential campaign organization of the Labour Party. Other questions around this has been how this could affect the campaigns of the Labour Party and its candidates. Well, the court found Donyo Okupe guilty of 240 million naira money laundering charges, and he resigned his position as campaign director. Would that be a blow to the Labour Party? Has been the conversation for many people. Some have said, well, it may not. At the end of the day, the campaigns definitely would go on, and that's what the party has said. But questions around the judgment has continued to linger. And this morning we are going to have a conversation around that, and I'll be speaking with the campaign organization spokesperson for the Labour Party presidential candidate is this morning via telephone. He would be speaking with us and giving us more information on this and the way forward for the Labour Party, Mr. Dinro Onifade, was speaking to us via telephone. Hello, Mr. Dinro, good morning. You're welcome. Hello, sir. Good morning.
You are telling me already something. I thank you.
Hello, Mr. Onifade. Can you hear me? Good morning to you.
I'm hearing you. Good morning.
Oh, yes, fantastic. We're glad to have you on the show this morning. So let's quickly cut to the chase. I don't know if you can hear me. It's a bit noisy around the environment you're in. Would you mind?
Please, go ahead, like I said.
Okay.
Are we on air yet?
Yes, we are now. We're on air now.
Okay. So what would you like to...
So, at first, the very first question we want to ask now is the court judgment that came out with respect to former campaign director, Donyo Okupe, has raised a lot of conversations, and from two particular perspectives. One of them was how that could affect your party campaigns for your candidate, and the second was many not being comfortable with how the judgment went and the kind of punishment that was given out. I mean, the fine he was asked to pay and the charges for which he was found guilty of, and people were saying this doesn't seem commiserate. If he's to pay a fine, it should be higher than at least half of what he was charged for. So let us start with your campaign. Is this in any way affecting your program for the Labour Party campaigns?
No, I mean, the campaign is an organization, organic groups, and then, you know, the campaign headquarters who are the coordinators of all these activities. So it is nothing personal to the DG. So his absence is not affecting us in any way.
Okay. And so things are going on as planned?
Yes.
But how is your party reacting to this? The fact that a member of its campaign organization is fingered in this sort of crime? I said, as you know, a lot of Nigerians and followers of your party and your candidate have been very vocal about how honest and open and sincere the party, the candidate is, and by extension, those people around him. But then with this judgment, it kind of, many would say, dealt some sort of blow to the image of your party. Is this in any way a concern for your party?
I don't think so. So, as a matter of fact, I will even say it is more of a plus to show the kind of leadership we are promising Nigerians. Look, this is a country where people hang on to public office. By all means, you know the issues in the other political parties involving the governor. This state. All they are just saying is, look, this is a public assignment that you are not entitled to for one reason or the other. But they can't. That party is unraveling now just because somebody is unable to quit an office. But in that one case, once somebody feels that, look, and we more of a liability to this campaign. Well, unfortunately, I quit. I'm sorry, I just flew over a staircase.
Sorry about that.
As a matter of fact, we have done something that is quite new in Nigerian public space, in the sense that people hang on to the office until you disgrace them out. That is that. There has to be substantive issue.
Hello, Mr. Dira.
Because that's not what the lawyers are calling it.
What are the lawyers calling it?
The judge describes what happened to Dr. Kupe as an honest mistake. An honest mistake. And they didn't call it a conviction. In the sense that it was fine, but the fine, as you are meant to understand, is the fine you would have had to pay for handling so much cash. You know, it is not even punitive fine. It's the fine that the law expects you to pay if you handle so much cash. And he was given an assignment by the president of Nigeria. The president instructed that money be made available to him, and money was made available to him in cash. He thought on that he accepted the money in cash. And it was proved in court that, yes, he collected the money, and also, yes, he did the job. He was not found guilty of corruption. He was not taken in any way. This is procedural. So we are not talking of repeating the indebted man.
All right, but the judgment from Mr. Diron, the judgment from the Federal High Court in Abuja on Monday, from what was said, and let me just try to get it if I can word for word, Delivering the judgment on Monday, the judge, Ijeoma Ojukwu, held that Mr. Okupe was guilty of contravening Section 16, Subsection 1 and 2 of the Money Laundering Act for receiving cash payments without going through a bank in excess of the threshold statutorily allowed. He was found guilty on a total of 26 counts from counts 34 to 59 of the charges. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but clearly it sounds like the judge found him guilty of money laundering and sentenced him to 2 years in prison on count 34 with an option of a fine of 500,000 naira, which now brings me to this next question. Many are not comfortable with the punishment that was given, and they feel if we want to tackle money laundering crime, then we should have the judiciary do more. If your party eventually gets into the Asovillan and your candidate wins the election, do you think that perhaps you might want to look at how the punishment for money laundering is handled? Or would you want to perhaps prefer alternatives? Or are you comfortable with how the judgment was delivered and the fine and the punishment that was given for the crime?
Well, to tell you that there is a political tinge to the whole of this thing, even you now are saying that people, I don't know who,
the public, it's public opinion. There are lots of people with public opinion.
They are not pleased with the position of the law. That's what you're saying. That they don't like the kind of, you say punishment that was given. But that's the law. The law brings the extent of the infraction before prescribing punishment. And the judge, the part of the case, the part of the judgment you're now reading is where the judge described what happened as an honest mistake. This man collected money at the instruction of the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria to carry out an assignment. It was proved in court that he spent the money as was intended. He wasn't convicted for embezzling or corruption or anything. This is just procedural for handling cash.
All right. So, okay.
And that is the position of the law. And the law gave what was stipulated to be what you have to pay if you did that kind of a thing. But he was never convicted of corruption.
Mr. Dinro, we have to go for a short commercial now. When we return after the commercial, the conversation will continue. Please do stay on the line for us.
Okay.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. We're back and live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and you can go check us up on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. We have a question up there for you. What you think about the punishments from court? Is it enough to tackle the crime of money laundering? Public opinion, people questioned or the fine that was asked for to be paid by the former director of the campaign, the campaign council of the presidential candidate of the Liberal Party. So what do you think? You've also heard from a spokesperson of the campaign organization, Mr. Dinro Onifade, talking about how, well, Okupe wasn't necessarily convicted of money laundering, but you have the judgment from the court as well, on the other hand, to look at. So let's get your own thoughts at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook, where you can join the conversation, and do well to drop your opinion, or on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH as well, where you can drop your contributions, or you get to us us on WhatsApp. Send us messages on 0809-030-6416. Perhaps you have questions that you would like us to ask the spokesperson of the presidential candidate for the Labour Party. Well, send in those questions to us on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. We'll just get back to my guest who is on the phone for us. Mr. Duro, thank you very much for your patience and staying online.
Okay, thank you very much.
We really don't have a lot of time, and I know that it's quite busy. You have a busy schedule, so to allow you run back to whatever it is that you have to do. But first off, clarify for us, are we expecting the presidential candidate in Port Harcourt today? Because the news day is supposed to be in Port Harcourt.
He is already in town. I was sitting next to him when your call came in. Really.
Now,
as a matter of fact, I wanted to say good morning to you, but I don't know how that fits into your program.
If we want to have a conversation with him, I think it would be most ideal that we do it appropriately and have him personally in the studio, so we'll make that arrangement and make that happen.
That's what I thought too, so I have to step aside.
Yes.
He's in town, he's fully on the ground, he's energized, he's heading out now to have a meeting with...
One important question I'd like to ask is...
With traditional rulers. Yeah.
Okay. The relationship between the governor of Rivers State and the presidential candidate of your party has raised a lot of concerns, and people are looking at what's happening in the PDP at the moment, and some people are saying an alliance could be formed. Is this something that it's possible? Would this happen? Is it possible that we have the PDP in Rivers State drum support for your candidate?
Well, it's not against the law that two groups decide to work together for the purpose of an election. So it's not as if it's something that is heard of, it's been done before. But as to whether that is happening at this point in time, I am not in a position to say that. And I think you are in Port Harcourt, you are with the His Excellency the Governor every time. So you should even be how his mind is working.
Well, I'm not with the governor every time. I've not been with the governor any time, even, so I wouldn't know.
All kinds of relationship.
But then, as a member of the campaign council for your party and a member of your party, as it is, is this something that you would like to see? Is that the kind of relationship that your party would encourage to foster?
Why not? We are not just a party in this election. We are a movement. A movement for a new Nigeria. As you say, a new Nigeria is possible. So whoever shares that kind of idea, no matter across what party line, what religion line, what tribal affiliation, if you share the dream for a new Nigeria, you are welcome to participate in this movement and its goals and the achievements of STEM.
You're not bothered about that being tagged anti-party activity?
On our part?
Well, on your part. I mean, that would be your party working with another party.
To do what?
I mean, if you're saying that you would welcome support from, let's say, the PDP in Rivers State, looking at the relationship between your candidate and the governor of Rivers State, who's from an opposition party, the PDP, you do not think that that could come out as anti-party activity?
Not on our part. Your people have a right to vote across party lines. And when every vote counts, if somebody from another party decides to vote for us or get a chunk of votes for us, that's not anti-party. That's not my own idea of anti-party, and I'm not sure that's what it means.
All right. Quickly, because of the time, just put out one last question for you, and it will bother around corruption. Looking at the fact that, I mean, we just had the judgment, which you have repeatedly said, Dr. Okupe wasn't found guilty of, or wasn't convicted of, I beg your pardon. How would you look, when you look at the justice system in the country, and the reward and punishment system that we have. Do you think that there is a lot of changes that needs to be made, or is it something that you, a party, if eventually you emerge victorious in the election, is that something that you've looked at to say this is what and what we can do to tackle corruption?
Yes, I mean, whatever reform needs to be made, you know, holistic legal reform is one of the cardinal programs of our party. But then, when it comes to corruption, because that's your specific interest, we are not in short supply of laws punishing corruption. After all, all of these corruption offenses are actually common crimes that our laws cover. But are those laws being applied? That's the issue. Are the laws being applied? What I can guarantee you is that the laws against corruption will be applied. Because much of this corruption is outright stealing, abuse of office, and contract bargaining, and so on and so forth. All those are already crimes under our laws, our common laws. So we are not in short of supply of laws, but are we applying the laws? That's the situation. The Labour Party with the difference is we come into office, we are above the law.
All right. I have a question for you. I have a question from one of the listener, a contribution I'd like you to react to. This is Ayus Mike on Facebook. He says, the judgment passed on Okukwe, it is absolutely unacceptable to me. Dasuki Anulisa Metu went to prison because of similar issues. Metu refunded some money and also went to jail. Why is Okukwe's own different? The case should be revisited. What kind of country is this? That's Ayus Mike. You have any reactions to that before we let you go?
Well, the details, the type of the cases are different. Yes, I mean, it might be, in any case, Dasuki has not been jailed. He has just been, he was detained for a long time. And he's a free man now. And it's the same Dasuki from whom Okukwe collected the money. And the law has now freed Olisa Metu just simply because was being punished for the source of the money that he used to do the assignment. But the law improves upon itself. When you see now that Olisa Metu, what's the point subjecting the to the same thing? When you know that, look, what they are paying for is that. The point that needs to be made is ignorance of the law is not an excuse. It's not a defense.
If ignorance of the law is not an excuse, Mr. Dero, I don't know if you can hear me. You say ignorance of the law is not an excuse, but you have rightly said that lawyers describe what happened to Okukwe as an honest mistake. Well, is there anything of such in the law? It means whether or not you are aware or not.
He's a judge.
Okay,
and
a judge.
The punishment he prescribed was what was fitting for somebody who made an honest mistake.
Okay. And then finally, I know I've told you before we let you go, but this will be the last one, I promise. In Rivers State, the Executive Order 21 and 22 in Rivers State has caused a lot of issues from opposition political parties. For your party, is it a concern?
I'm sorry, I live in Abuja. I don't live in Rivers State. So,
okay, so I'll just tell you what it is about. You have your party who have candidates here running for State House of Assembly and local government positions and all of those. Now, the Executive Order 21-22 doesn't allow for political parties to use government facilities for campaigns unless they pay a non-refundable fine of 5 million naira. Some people have seen that as a form of stifling opposition and, trying to limit their level of campaigns. Is that something, do you think it's something that's lawful or constitutional?
Well, as it is, Nigeria is mostly to live in river state. I don't know what it, I don't know against what law the government premised that policy on, and not having.
So the government says when campaigns are held in government facilities, you know, sometimes those properties get damaged and the monies that you are deposited to be allowed to use those facilities would be to repair and clean and in case of any damage to government facilities, but then it's non-refundable. The governorship candidate of your party in Rivers State has also spoken out against it a couple of times I said, well, this is not too ideal. Many other political parties as well have spoken up against it. But man, this morning, the governor has said that it's going to stand on it. And who wants to go against it might have to, have the police to face. So, such kind of orders, what's your view about it?
Well,
do you think it's...
The governorship candidate of our party has made a pronouncement. We'll have to work on the pronouncement she has made on the ground until if it becomes necessary to feel otherwise collectively, then we'll come up with a position that if she has made a pronouncement, I would rather stick with that.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much, Mr. Deron, for your time. We'll just let you go now and continue with your day. Hopefully, we keep in touch for more development. And our regards to your presidential candidate as well.
Thank you very, very much. And I must invite people of River State to come to the stadium today. We are fully prepared and we are mobilized.
All right.
But our court will not be the same after today.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. Let's go now to the phone lines quickly and get to hear from you. 070-0923-0923 is the number for you to call. 070-0923-0923. David is our first caller from Yenagoa this morning. Hello, David. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Andrew.
Yes, you're welcome. Talk to us.
You see, let me look at this issue from the legal perspective. Now, if you look at Section 36, Sub 12 of the Constitution, 1999 as amended, it provided clearly that for any offense a man commits, such an offense must be provided for in any of our statute book, and punishment provided for it thereof. In the case of Doyin Okupe, it's quite obvious that our laws are really, really obsolete. We need to do a review of the criminal justice system and upgrade most of these punishments. It's quite annoying, but then that is what the law has provided for with respect to the punishment for him. So he could just pay 13 million naira from the backing of his pocket and go back to his house and relax, to continue with the 240 about million naira in his possession. However, let me also make this clear to, is it the spokesperson or the presidential, what your guest?
Spokesperson for the campaign council.
There is no way this sentence could be garnished. If you look at the sentence itself, it's clearly stated that Doyin Okupe is convicted for money laundering. And the honest mistake does not and did not form part of the sentence as it was, you know, being given. So I don't care about whatever way he wants to garnish it. It is clear that indeed Okupe was involved in money laundering, and these are the kinds of things we have been talking about.
All right,
so
David.
It's quite unfortunate that if these kind of persons will still be within P2B to form a government, are we sure we are really getting out of the wood? That is now my worry and my concern.
All right, thank you very much, David, for your contribution. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello, good morning, this is Andrew.
Morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Comrade Lester Sunday.
All right, go ahead.
Comrade.
All right, go on.
Yes. listened to your guest, Sister Kingsley, and I discover a lot of things in his response. I think this is beginning to show the kind of leadership they want to bring into. That a court convicts somebody guilty of a crime, and you are now managing, garnishing some words that will qualify his interest to please the people. That is not how our leadership is supposed to be. But the man itself has shown a little remorse to what he did by resigning. And you are here seeing how you can behave like our governor here when he wants to present his interest.
I think you don't drag the governor into this in the comments that you're making. You just as much as possible respect the office of the governor. So, thank you very much.
Okay, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry. So the way forward which they have intended to go after these accusations or this pronouncement by court. That is what I expect him to say, so that it will please the people, not trying to dodge one word, use one word to qualify one the word or manage.
All right, thank you very much.
What the court has said already.
Thank you, Leighton Barry, for your contribution. WhatsApp, this one says, it seems like Nigerian laws are built to favor politicians and punish the common man. Well, whether the laws need upgrade, definitely, some people would say. It's only the response of the Labour Party to Okupe's judgment is to claim that it has an attack on them, then it's a shame. We'll draw the curtain here. I'll just take this message first. This one says, it just shows that they have nothing to offer Nigerians. I'm not surprised by their response, as it is a party riddled with corruption scandals lately. Judiciary, again, Okupe should have spent some years in prison and also pay a fine of not less than 500 million naira. Flat earth, you sent in that message. Thank you very much. We have to go now. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Jude standing by, and the news at 9 comes up next.